Stand up for your rights. Understanding the Disability Discrimination Act 1992. This recording lasts for approximately 14 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction. About this guide. Understanding the DDA. This section includes scope of the DDA, reasonable adjustments, exemptions and unjustifiable hardship, and DDA standards. Types of disability discrimination. This section includes direct discrimination and indirect discrimination. Lodging a complaint under the DDA. This section includes eligibility and how to lodge a complaint. Formats for submitting a complaint. This section includes important information to include, timeframes, the conciliation process, and possible outcomes. Seeking support and legal advice. Considering a DDA complaint. Additional advocacy strategies, including the section Recent Developments. Need more information, including the section Related Resources. And closing announcement. About this guide. This guide is designed to support people who are blind or have low vision by providing comprehensive, easy-to-understand information on their rights under the Disability Discrimination Act 1992, DDA, and related legislation. It outlines the protections you are given, the processes for lodging complaints, and strategies for advocacy, ensuring that you are well equipped to navigate and feel confident enough to challenge discrimination. We understand that it can be hard to feel confident enough to advocate for yourself or a loved one. To explore the basics of speaking up for yourself in more depth, you can listen to our guide, Stand Up for Your Rights, Speaking Up for Yourself. Understanding the DDA. The DDA is a key piece of Commonwealth legislation that helps protect the rights of people living with disability. This includes people who are blind or have low vision. It aims to break down barriers and prevent discrimination, while also promoting equal access, opportunity, and participation in everyday life. Scope of the DDA. The DDA recognises many different types of disability, including sensory disabilities like blindness and low vision. It also protects the rights of people who use mobility aids, are supported by assistance animals, or are connected to someone with a disability. Key areas covered under the DDA include access to premises, ensuring buildings and public spaces are accessible, accommodation, protecting rights in renting or purchasing property, education, safeguarding equal access to educational institutions, employment, preventing discrimination in hiring and workplace practices, provision of goods and services, ensuring businesses and service providers do not discriminate, administration of Commonwealth laws and programs, making sure government services treat everyone fairly and support people of all abilities without discrimination. Reasonable adjustments. Organisations may need to make reasonable adjustments to help ensure everyone can participate equally. Some examples include airlines offering meet and assist services to support passengers who are blind or have low vision, schools providing specialist support to help students with disabilities, and businesses building websites that work well with screen readers and other assistive technology. Exemptions and unjustifiable hardship. In some cases, organisations may not be required to make adjustments. This can include inherent requirements, when a role genuinely requires specific abilities, like a pilot needing a certain level of vision, unjustifiable hardship, when making an adjustment would place an unreasonable financial or logistical burden on the organisation. Each situation is looked at individually, considering what the organisation can reasonably do and what kind of support is needed for the person requesting it. DDA standards. The DDA is supported by specific standards that set out detailed requirements in key areas of daily life. These standards help make expectations clearer for both organisations and people with disability, and they are legally binding. At present, there are three DDA standards. Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport, 2002, sets minimum accessibility requirements for transport services, vehicles, stops and stations. Disability Standards for Education, 2005, ensures students with disability can access and participate in education on the same basis as others. Disability Access to Premises Buildings Standards 2010 requires new and renovated buildings to meet certain accessibility criteria. Types of disability discrimination. Disability discrimination can take many forms, but it generally happens when a person with a disability is treated less favourably than people without the disability, or are excluded from opportunities that are open to everyone else. Understanding the different types of discrimination can help you better recognise when this might be happening. Direct discrimination. This happens when someone with a disability is treated less favourably than someone without a disability in similar situations. An example could be a business refusing to employ a person because they are blind. Indirect discrimination. This occurs when a policy or rule that seems non-discriminatory on the surface puts people with disabilities at a disadvantage. An example of this could be requiring all job applicants to have a driver's license for a role that doesn't involve driving, which unfairly excludes those who are blind. When making a complaint, you don't need to specify the type of discrimination. It's enough to show that you were treated less favourably because of your disability. Lodging a complaint under the DDA. Eligibility. Complaints can be lodged by those who have experienced discrimination. You can contact the Australian Human Rights Commission, ARHC, to get started. These services are free, and you don't need a lawyer. Interpreters are available if needed, and complaints can be made in other languages. How to lodge a complaint. If you feel you've experienced discrimination, there are several ways to lodge a complaint. Formats for submitting a complaint. Online. Use the Accessible Complaint Form on the AHRC's website. See the section Related Resources for contact details. Email. Send a detailed account of the incident via email. Postal mail. Post a written complaint. Or alternative formats. You can also submit complaints in formats like audio or braille. Important information to include. Your contact details and preferred way to communicate. Details of the person or organisation involved in the incident. A clear description of what happened, including any discriminatory actions. Supporting documents or evidence, if available. And what you would like to see happen because of your complaint. Presenting the events in chronological order can help make your complaint easier to understand and make sure that all details are considered. Timeframes. Complaints should ideally be lodged within 6 months of the Discriminatory Act. While delays may be accepted if there's a valid reason, it's best to submit your complaint as soon as possible to ensure it's addressed in a timely and effective manner. The conciliation process. Once a complaint is accepted, the AHRC may initiate a conciliation process. This is an opportunity for both the complainant and respondent to reach a mutually agreeable resolution with the aim of resolving the issue without going to court. What to expect. Conciliation conference may be conducted in person, via telephone or online. Participants include the complainant, respondent and an AHRC conciliator. Process. Both parties present their perspectives and the conciliator assists in negotiating a settlement. Possible outcomes. Resolutions can vary and may include outcomes like formal apologies, policy changes within the offending organisation, compensation for damages or distress, or commitments to prevent future discrimination. If conciliation fails, the complainant may choose to take the matter to the Federal Court or Federal Circuit Court. Seeking support and legal advice. The complaint process can sometimes feel overwhelming, but there's support available to help you through it. You can reach out to disability advocacy organisations like Blind Citizens Australia or community legal services like Legal Aid or community legal centres. These resources are there to help you navigate the process and ensure you're supported every step of the way. Considering a DDA complaint. Before lodging a complaint, make sure to consider severity and impact. Assess how the discrimination has affected you. Resolution attempts. determine whether informal resolution has been explored or is a viable option. Broader implications. Consider if the issue affects others and could benefit from a systemic change. In some cases, alternative or additional advocacy strategies may be more appropriate or effective. Additional advocacy strategies. In addition to individual complaints, broader advocacy efforts can help drive systemic change, improving outcomes for everyone facing similar challenges. These include collaborative complaints, joining with others facing similar issues to lodge a collective complaint, public awareness campaigns, utilising the media to highlight discriminatory practices, engaging with policymakers, advocating for legislative or policy changes. Organisations like Vision Australia and Blind Citizens Australia can coordinate such efforts and provide platforms for collective advocacy. Recent developments. In July 2024, the Australian Government responded to recommendations from the Disability Royal Commission, committing to review and modernise the DDA. Key areas of focus include enhancing protections against discrimination, improving complaint processes, and addressing systemic issues identified in the Commission's findings. This shows a strong commitment to improving the rights and protections for people with disabilities, paving the way for a more inclusive and supportive society. Need more information? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Australian Human Rights Commission. Website, https://humanrights.gov.au. Email, infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Phone, 1300 656 419. Blind Citizens Australia. Website, https://www.bca.org.au. Email, bca@bca.org.au. Phone 1-800-033-660. Disability Gateway. Website https://www.disabilitygateway.gov.au. Email disabilitygateway@benevolent.org.au. Phone 1-800-643-787. People with Disability Australia, PWDA. Website https://pwd.org.au. Email pwd@pwd.org.au. Phone 1-800-422-015. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.